Bill O'Reilly here, and you are listening to a special radio interview with Donald Trump, the President of the United States. Mr. Trump has not done an extensive radio interview since he won the election in 2016. That will change today. We will talk to him about the current impeachment situation, Ukraine, talk to him about what he's going to do to try to stop the Mexican cartels and the terrible homeless problem out in California. We're going to talk to the president about his emotional state on being attacked almost every day by a media that loathes him. The genesis of this interview is that I've known President Trump for more than 30 years. I've done more interviews with him than any other human being on the planet. He trusts me, but he's always wary. He's always saying, Bill, don't get too tough. I recently wrote a book, The United States of Trump, where I interviewed him extensively. I hope you will check that book out. It is a history book on him, not a pro-Trump, not an anti-Trump. So we are pleased to present this Thanksgiving time a very special interview with the President of the United States. So, Mr. President, thank you very much for doing this interview for millions of people around the country and the world on radio. I think this is your first extensive radio interview. Do you feel like FDR? Because he used radio to get his message across.
Well, he did indeed, and he used it well. A little bit different time. We have a little few more options, Bill, a few more options today, which I like, and social media has been very dominant, and it's certainly been a very good thing for me because the press is so dishonest, just unbelievable. So with social media, I can go around the corrupt media.
In hindsight, if you had to do the phone call with the Ukraine president again, would you mention Joe Biden?
Well, I was mentioned just as very unimportantly, and as you know, Joe Biden's son became rich as soon as Joe Biden became vice president. And in my way of thinking, that's totally corrupt. And the press, this is what I talk about, the media, they don't want to cover it. Every Republican is shaking their head. They can't believe it. I have the highest rating ever in the history of the Republican Party, 95% approval. Ronald Reagan was at 87%. He was second. They see what I'm saying. Joe Biden, it's criminal what they've done. And frankly, that they get away with it is amazing. The son who didn't have a job, who got thrown out of the Navy, who was really down and out, all of a sudden is making millions and millions and millions of dollars working with Ukraine, had no knowledge of energy. He was working with an energy company, as you know, has no knowledge of energy. And they were paying him, I guess many people say $168,000 a month. It varies, but we know it's very high, millions of dollars. Then he goes to China, picks up $1.5 billion for a fund, which is tens of millions of dollars a year in fees and other things. And now other countries are coming to light. It's a payoff. It's absolutely a payoff. No, the call was a perfect call. I had your friend Mark Levin go do a whole show on it. I had Greg Jarrett. I didn't have. They did it. I just happened to see it. I had Greg Jarrett analyze it. There was nothing said wrong. It was a very, very nice call.
So your intent.
We have to look for corruption, Bill. We have to look for corruption. I mean, we're sending them tremendous amounts of money. We don't want to be sending it for corrupt purposes. And the other thing that bothers me is why isn't France and Germany and, you know, NATO, you could say, why aren't these other countries and institutions, why aren't they paying some of the money? Why is it always the sucker United States?
Were you surprised that the narrative being put out by the Democratic Party and the press right now is all about you trying to hurt Biden for personal gain? That's the narrative they're putting out. That's why you have the impeachment inquiry.
Well, it's a false narrative, and it's shocking, except that they're corrupt. The media is a part of the Democrat Party, essentially, and the media is very corrupt. Not all of it. I know some great journalists and some good, you know, honorable folks. But generally speaking, you read these stories in the New York Times or the Washington Post, it has nothing to do with those hearings. And you see what's happening with the polls way down. The concept of impeaching the president are way down. They've taken a dive since the hearings, and the hearings were rigged. Adam Schiff wouldn't give us lawyers. He wouldn't give us witnesses. We can't talk to the whistleblower who's a fake whistleblower. We have to talk to Adam Schiff. Why did Adam Schiff make up what I said? He went before Congress and read a statement about what I said, but it wasn't what I said. He made it up. 100% made up.
Right. What was Rudy Giuliani?
No, he wasn't mocking me, Bill. He wasn't mocking me. He was trying to get them to believe I said what he made up. And it was horrible what he said. That's why I released the transcript.
I don't really care what he says, but what was Rudy Giuliani doing in Ukraine on your behalf?
Well, you have to ask that to Rudy, but Rudy, I don't even know. I know he was going to go to Ukraine, and I think he canceled the trip. But you know, Rudy has other clients other than me. I'm one.
So you didn't direct him to go there on your behalf.
No, but you have to understand, Rudy is a great corruption fighter. He's one of the greatest in the last 50 years. He was the greatest mayor in the history of the city of New York by far. Much better than Bloomberg. I mean, Bloomberg, when he took it over, the crime was in great shape. I mean, Rudy did a great job as mayor. And, you know, he felt personally insulted by what happened during my campaign, because there were a lot of bad things happening. And you know that better than anybody else. A lot of really bad things were happening during my campaign. In a way, it's a miracle that I won, because with all of those horrible things, with the media against, with the dishonesty, the tremendous dishonesty, and then you hear about Google and Facebook and Twitter, everybody against, and we won. And really, I guess you could say it was a landslide in the Electoral College.
So, and, Rudy Giuliani, he's your personal lawyer. Giuliani's your personal lawyer. So you didn't direct him to go to Ukraine to do anything or put any heat on
him? No, I didn't direct him, but he is a warrior. Rudy's a warrior. Rudy went, he possibly saw somebody, but you have to understand, Rudy has other people that he represents.
No, I know. He has a big firm that does that
and
work.
And he does, I think he's done work in Ukraine for years. You know, I just absolutely done a lot of, he's done a lot of work in Ukraine over the years. And I think, I mean, that's what I heard. I might have even read that someplace. But he's a good man, and he's an honorable guy, and he's a great crime fighter, corruption fighter.
Okay.
Probably the best in 50 years.
Why?
And when he saw what, you know, he was very much involved in this fake, phony Mueller report that took 2 years, and he saw what happened, and he was aggrieved by it, as was I and as was everybody else that was involved. It was a disgrace.
We'll be right back with more of my exclusive interview with President Donald Trump. Please stay tuned. As the fake media and elitist left try to take down our president through impeachment, some Americans are asking, where is our voice? Who is defending us in Washington? Who speaks for conservatives? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, that's who. AMAC offers its members incredible benefits, a bi-monthly magazine, and tireless advocacy in Washington. AMAC fights for border security, freedom of speech and religion, and values articulated by Ronald Reagan, like strong defense and limited government. AMAC is dedicated to preserving America's core values for the future, not socialism and Medicare for all. The next election will decide our nation's future. AMAC defends the country we love. Isn't it time you joined? Please join online today at amac.us. America will be glad to see you stand with AMAC. www.amac.us.